Loveline. Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Wow, we've just been sitting here working on the best of Loveline.
I wonder if you're going to bring that up.
For the Christmas break.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, it's where Anderson, and I'm going to give a my props to Engineer Anderson, because the person that does the hard work here is Engineer Anderson. First off, he has to listen to Loveline.
A lot of it.
Yeah. And not only, you know, live, like he hears it every night, but then he has to go home and listen to more of it, which is really, it's almost a punishment.
Yeah.
And then I shouldn't say almost. It's a punishment.
It's a form of torture.
Yeah. And then he has to cut everything down and whittle it down and pull the best and then the best of the best. And, you know, people ask us all the time, like, who was your best guest or who's your biggest guest? Yeah. And I'm always like, oh, we had that black guy from the Parkers, because my mind, I have low self-esteem thoughts, and yeah. I know Drew's that way, too.
Yep.
Remember one time, here's how low the self-esteem is of the show.
Yeah.
Eminem called into the show one time, just randomly.
Really?
Eminem came in to the studio a few years back, but also one time Eminem just called up.
Really?
And I said, remember that time Eminem called up? It was on the air, and Drew said, no, I don't remember. And producer Ann said, no, I don't think he would call in. And Anderson said, no, I don't. And after we went around about three times, finally you guys had convinced me he hadn't called in either. Like, this show's too bad. He wouldn't call in. And then Jimmy told me later he was listening when he called in six months earlier. So it turns out he did call in. But speaking of Eminem.
But it's good. Anyway, the reason I was talking about this, we were sitting here with a list in front of us of the guests that are going to be on this best of segments we're going to have.
Yeah.
And just
Matthew
looking
McConaughey
at this list.
And the Foo Fighters and Destiny's Child and Ozzy Osbourne.
Beyonce Knowles.
Yeah. Oh, just a little.
Scott Weiland.
Tommy
Tenacious
Lee's
D, Jack Black.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom Arnold, Alec Baldwin, David Arquette, Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
I mean, Macy Gray.
Yeah. They had some good people on this show. Yeah.
James Addiction.
Listen.
Laura Prepon, Mila Kunis. And that's just the ones we have in front of us or more.
Yeah. What you need to do.
Which we've already forgotten. Which
Rob
is scary.
Schneider.
There we go.
Jeff Probst. Yeah. Good Charlotte. Marilyn Manson. Here's what I'm going to need you all to do. Turn off tonight's show and really save up. Because it's going to be a dismal disappointment compared to what we have planned for you on the best of. Yes, Drew?
That best of will begin, what, the 20th, 22nd, something like that?
I have no idea.
Anyway, they are pretty amazing shows.
All right. Let's keep on keeping on with this show.
Oh, what? What? Huh? Oh, that's right. We're on the air. Yeah.
We're on the air now? Yeah. Couple things. First off, I was thinking about it today, Drew. Mm. There needs to be a word or some language for, like, I'm just saying. I don't really mean anything. I'm not trying to get out of anything.
How about, I'm just saying.
Doesn't work.
You tried it. Doesn't work.
This business is so filled with BS that if you bring something up
when
or
the
suggest
day is done?
Something. No, let me explain something. Oh. You tell me how this works.
Right.
I'm doing some commercial.
Hmm.
Some man on the street radio commercial that's going to run in the South.
Okay.
They offered me a bunch of money. I'm going out. They say to North Carolina one day.
Wilmington again?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming that's the only town there is in North Carolina.
It's like with television cameras.
Going to, no, this is a radio commercial.
Oh.
Going out to North Carolina one day to do like a man on the street kind of thing.
Right, right.
And then 3 weeks later, I'm going to Tampa, Florida to do another man on the street thing.
Okay.
And I say, well, what are you looking for? And they're like, well, we want 8 or 9 sort of 30-second man on the street spots. And I said, well, you're paying me a lot of money, and, you know, don't get me wrong, but why don't we just go to North Carolina? I'll just do them all.
Why don't you go to North Hollywood and do them all?
That was my first suggestion. So. Well, because people don't know the product that well in this part of the country.
No,
well,
could be funnier.
All right, fine. Yeah. But, okay, now how about I just go to North Carolina and I'll stay for an extra day or something, whatever it is, but we'll just do it. Yeah. And by the way, you need 8 or 9 man on the street things are 30 seconds each. We'll do that before lunch and then That'll be that. I mean, not just for me. Well, is there a problem or I'm just saying, no need to go back to Tampa. Well, the clients, the main people own the product feel like
you.
I'm
talking to a marketing firm, right? A publicity firm.
And I could visibly, it was a conference call. I could feel them getting weird immediately, and I'm like, what? We're not paying you enough money. And it's not. You know, that's not what they're saying, but that's what they're thinking.
But here's what the reason for that thinking is. Like, we have a plan, and our plan needs to be executed this way, and it's a big plan.
Right.
It has to look a certain way to the buyer.
Right. Of course. And I'm the sane one who's going, why should we haul our ass out to North Carolina? These guys are in Maryland, by the way. Mm-hmm. And then haul our ass out to Tampa the following weekend to do the same goddamn thing. Let's just get it all over with in one weekend, or I'll stay an extra day. We'll just do it.
I have learned just to shut up on those things. There's no way you can talk sane.
Everyone's getting weird. Like, well, the client.
No.
It's like, uh-huh. And then so there's like pause and a silence. And now I'm trying to, like, I can feel it getting weird. So I'm saying, I'm not trying to get out of any work. I'm doing this for you guys, too. It'd just be an easier, we won't have to
save
buy
money.
Plane tickets and go back and forth. I think the client wants certain things that have landmarks in both cities. Like, I'm going to bring up Disney World when I'm there, and I'm going to bring up the Charlotte Hornets or something when I'm in North Carolina. Like, it's a radio spot. Landmarks?
Whatever.
All right, anyway. Here's what it is. We're paying you a bunch of money, Brillo Head. Now shut the F up and do what we're saying.
How ungrateful. That's not the translation, though. The translation is we're getting paid way too much money, and someone might find out.
Right. All I'm saying is I just want that word where I'm saying I'm not complaining. It's a word that says I'm not complaining, and I'm doing this for you too. I know this feels like I'm pulling a Star Trek.
I want to come up with it.
Yeah, please come up with it, Drew. See if you can do it by the 12 o'clock hour.
I'm not complaining. It's just a suggestion to help you.
Yeah,
not a complaint.
No, it sounds condescending. Sounds like you're trying to get out of work now.
Yeah.
Now someone's paying you a bunch of money. You're not saying, oh, I'll take half the money. No. You're just suggesting you do half the work. You see what I'm saying? Even though, you know, and I said, look, we'll get it. If you're not happy, we'll come back. But we'll get it all. Don't worry. All right.
Isn't it just help you?
Ready?
Yeah. No, it's save you from yourself.
I used to do that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to save you guys from yourselves now. That didn't go over.
Here's
so
what,
good.
When he used to say that to the television producers, they'd say, sit down.
Oh, yeah. And then there's trouble.
And then Adam would have a follow-on, which is, history will not be kind to this. History will remember this moment.
And I would take my scarf and I would throw it around my neck and I'd go, I never. And I would say, I said good day. Good day! That's how I would insult them, by yelling "Good day, sir." All right, and then I would announce they would hear from my seconds. Right, you ready to rock here,
yeah,
Drew?
Here we go. Here
what
we go.
Are we doing here, buddy?
Taking calls.
All right.
I said
Julia?
Good day, sir.
Oh, whoa,
Anderson! I think Anderson actually makes these things in real time.
I do.
I don't think that was Cartman.
No, that was
That's King of the Hill. Yeah. Well, yeah, King of the Hill sounds a little Cartman.
Yeah, yeah, I just realized.
That. Play that again, Anderson.
Let's get to the sex.
What was I doing in the back?
Let's get to the sex.
You got to get the ma'am.
I said good day, sir.
We have some Cartman, too.
I believe that I'm a slut.
Anderson, we have Cartman.
And Drew, don't talk over the drops.
No! There God, no!
That's but all we, I got because I cut everything else because it became too popular.
Oh. Leave him alone. It became too popular.
He means South Park.
Okay.
Yes, South
Park. I thought you meant we did.
Not his drops.
Julia?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
My boyfriend and I have been together for over 2 years now. And we're intimate, and our sex life is fantastic, and we are extremely happy with one another. I guess the problem is that he had slept with people prior to meeting me. And I hadn't. I was a virgin before I met him. Mm-hmm. And I'm perfectly fine with that and the fact that I've only slept with one person. I just always have this thought in the back of my mind of what would it be like to be with somebody else other than him.
That's why you don't marry the first guy you're with. That's why you don't keep the relationships from high school, because that will stay with you, that feeling.
Yeah.
Life is sort of chalked full of those and usually met with disappointment.
When you go out and try things on differently?
Just that I wonder what this would be like. It's usually about what you thought it would be like. In this department, and maybe a little different for a girl than a guy. Not drastically, but a little different.
Well, remember, a guy is sort of climbing the ladder at the same time.
Right.
And so things are a changing for him every time.
Yeah, well, as a guy, you probably don't want to settle in at 22 because you're going to be in much better shape at 30. Yes? Yes.
Julia, you know, it's fine. Here's what you have to decide. Is that curiosity and that urge strong enough to, you know, have to go out and be with other guys?
Is you were a virgin?
Yes, before I met him. Mm-hmm.
And how about him?
No, he was not.
No.
Yeah, but was he vastly experienced?
No. He'd only slept with two people before me. So.
All right. Well, you think you're 20. How long do you say you've been together?
We've been together for 2 years, since our freshman year of college.
Are you in college now?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You've got like an accent from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, though. Where are you from?
I'm from the Chicago area.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Julia, maybe, I don't know. I mean, there's also a part that says if there's a part of you that is thinking about other guys or feeling like maybe you missed out, that may be a sign too.
Right. You don't want to ignore those things and pretend they're not there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's fine. It's fine. You're in college. You're supposed to sort of try things on for size a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not meant to be funny at all. It's just you're supposed to figure out who you are in a relationship, who other people are, and what you want from a relationship. And you can't.
Right,
it's hard to do that when you get. The whole joint at the hip thing for me is just about as unhealthy as the hookup.
Right. All right. Well, you just see a nice male prostitute. They pretty much service exclusively attractive college age women.
That,
yes.
That and oh no, wait a minute.
Old Queens.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot.
That's right. Yeah. Japanese businessmen. That's right.
Oh, they do?
I don't know, but being a gay prostitute has to suck. I mean, it'd be great if they're
a male prostitute, not even a gay prostitute.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, being a gay prostitute.
I'm sorry, male prostitute. Yeah, it'd be awesome if there was such a thing as a
gigolo type.
Yeah, you know, Richard Gere type, or some smoking hot chick. She'll just go back to Stuttgart in just a couple of days. She has a big business meeting. You're going to have to nail her for a few days.
You know, I've been working on this. I'm doing a new program for Discovery Health, and it's about sexuality and stuff.
Boring.
And listen, it's not boring. We were reviewing some tapes on bachelorette parties and stuff, and women get...
Reviewing tapes?
The producer.
Where are those tapes?
I'll bring them in for you.
Bring them in, please.
Yeah, see, not boring.
Yeah.
But these women get whipped into frenzies with the strippers and stuff. They're not interested in the guy. They're interested in what the last chick just did.
Yeah.
And then upping it.
Yeah.
And they do some wild stuff.
Yeah, no. I know women have a little bit of a mob mentality when it comes to sexuality that guys don't really have.
And it's it was disturbing. It's like, you want to do that? No, it's just because she did it.
If like, for guys, they really would wish the other 17 guys would pack their hairy asses up and get the hell out of the hotel room so they could have a little one-on-one time with the stripper/hooker.
Not only that, even when the guys are in the room, their laser beam mentality blots out all the guys. They cease to exist.
Yeah, but we would prefer they leave.
We prefer they leave, but for the most part, our brain works in such a way as to blot them out anyway.
Yeah.
For a woman, all she's interested in what the other ones are doing.
Yeah, she's seeing how they react to the guy, what level they take it to, what she's going to do, and how to get the guy's attention. It's crazy.
Compared to the other ones.
Yeah.
Not compared to, not me, just compared to everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. Broads, you guys hate each other. Bethany?
Yes.
Oh, Bethany. What's worse, by the way, Drew, a guy named Fred who insists on being called Frederick?
Mm.
Or someone named Beth who insists on being called Bethany.
Bethany's kind of an Eastern name. Something you get used to.
How about anyone who corrects you? Like, here's the person I can't hang with.
That person.
That person where they go, hey, why don't you meet my buddy Christopher? This is Adam. He's a car guy, too. Hey, Chris, how you doing? Christopher?
Mm.
That guy corrects you, the guy you're never going to see again who corrects you, that a-hole?
Mm.
You know what a-hole? Let me tell you what a-hole I met. What a-hole I met a couple of days ago on the street. Then we'll get back to Bethany.
Pray tell, what a-hole did you meet?
I was walking down to the get a little coffee after our writers' meeting over at Jimmy Kimmel Live, and there was this big, beautiful dog. I mean, this thing must have been like Akita or Samoyed or something, or it was like half a half. It looked was like a huge
big head, big hair.
Big head, nothing like a big box-headed dog.
Yeah, yeah.
But kind of a dog you could put like a 40-ounce beer on their head and it just sits like a coffee table that S's. And tail all curled up. Things just standing.
But
it was
lots
about
of hair,
3 foot high. Yeah,
Akita
just a load. Yeah, everything looked like a pull, a fat Eskimo from, you know, Nome to Anchorage. And looked at the dog. I was like, wow, it's a beautiful dog. Me and this guy were walking
Basenji.
Up. And okay, I got to find that dog. Yeah. Anyway, there's this guy who was sitting there looking a little fey. And he was sitting there. And by the way, people in Los Angeles, they don't seem to have jobs. You know, 1 o'clock on a Monday, he's just
walking the dog.
Sitting by his big dog.
Yeah. Or working out.
And just sitting there. And we walked by and I said, what kind of dog is that? And he said, pound save. And we just like, oh, and we walked in a thing and I said, what do you say? What kind of hound? What? No, pound save, he said. And I said, I didn't ask him where he got the dog. I asked him what kind of dog it was. The point is he had to use this as his little moment to explain what kind of guy he was.
Yes,
no, I don't go to the puppy mills.
Yes.
I got it from the pound.
I don't know. It's not a purebred.
No.
It's not a kind of dog.
And by the way, I don't see colors.
Yeah.
I don't see breeds. I don't see ethnicities. I just see dogs.
Right.
That's it, brother.
No, dogs being mistreated
and I have to save them from the pound. And by the way, I know everyone thinks, okay, Adam, don't react so harshly, but I hate these a-holes because it's a subtle way for them to work in their little agendas
and to let you know
what kind of guys they are.
Profoundly grandiose.
And by the way, yes, it's a pound save. Fine. You've had the goddamn dog for 4 years. I'm sure you've looked it up on the internet with your life partner 3 or 4 times by now.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell us what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the people with the no answer answers drive me nuts.
Well, the agenda no answer answers.
Right. Pound save.
Yeah.
By the way, you spit it out. First off, you said it like you say 300 times a day, number one. Number two, you've turned it into one word that doesn't mean anything. Like, I saved it from the pound. And by the way, I got it from the pound will work. You have to work the word save in there. Like, you're some sort of crusader came swinging down on a rope.
Well, no, you
got
to add the drama of the trash can.
Right.
It's trash can.
Right. What? What are you talking about?
Me? He's just making it sound like some sort of awful place.
Where'd
you
I
found it. The trash can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just
well,
the trash heap.
I saved it.
The trash heap.
Yes, if someone else wouldn't have done it, you had to do it. And not interested in kind of dog. But by the way, who gets a dog from the pound where the guy at the pound doesn't go, I can't tell you for sure, but it's probably looks like half Akita.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And here's the answer I want. I just want, I got it from the pound, so I don't know. But most people say.
We keep thinking it's an Akita.
It's an Akita. Yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nah, just pound save. Yeah. Everyone's so much better than me.
You got to go watch that wife swap,
trading
spouses thing where the hippie gets that wonderful black woman.
I get everything from the mill,
Seriously.
By the way, Drew.
Really? Yeah,
that's where we got Engineer Chris.
Mill?
Engineer
Is
Mill.
Is it the grist mill or the
No, Engineer
wheat
Mill. They were breeding engineers.
Oh, I see.
They were breeding.
Mill save.
They're breeding for the engineer.
Engineer save. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saved him from the engineer pound.
You saved him, man.
You all right, buddy?
Yeah.
Good. Now give me some coffee. All right. We're ready to rock here, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What were we talking about?
Bethany.
Bethany?
The worm Beth. The name Beth.
Oh.
And Bethany, by the way, does not really translate to Beth.
I don't care. I'm calling you Beth.
All right.
You can call me whatever you want.
See? Hear what she said?
That's what I like.
All right. Go ahead, Bethany. What's up?
I am 21, and I recently got married in July. But since October, I've been having an affair with a 50-year-old.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I don't know exactly why I'm doing it.
Give us what do you think? I mean, what? It's hard to make sense of that one. Is he married?
He's separated.
Are you married?
Yes.
Well, then that's what you're doing. Your husband's
By the way, that's a Beth move all the way. That's no Bethany move.
You've got to be, your husband's got to be treating you like crap. Either it's three choices.
Pound save.
A, your husband's just an unavailable or abusive guy.
Dick.
B, you're a trauma survivor and you have to inject some chaos into your relationships. Well, those are really the only two choices.
Mm-hmm.
So which is it?
Well, my husband is Nigerian. I guess, I don't know, it's hard.
Again,
to...
a non-answer answer.
Pound save.
Yeah, it's a pound save answer.
Nigerian save.
what are you trying to tell us with that?
All right, let me, I'll just do the Nigerian math. Yeah. Are they not as liberal as we are?
Or not available in the way you need him to be, and you're blaming the culture?
Yeah.
What, they're a little more, we'll just call it old-fashioned over there?
Yeah.
And how does that translate into his treatment of you?
Well, he just is very, I don't know, he's always occupied on things he has to do and not things that he should be doing to me.
Yeah, and so you're gonna show him.
What's that have to do with being Nigerian?
Though? I know, nothing.
What?
Bethany, no one's worse at answering questions than you.
The pound save guy.
What is, he's worse. Yeah, what is, but he didn't call the show. What is his Nigerian ethnicity have to do with anything?
Well, I mean, there's just, Nigerian guys are a lot different than American guys. They expect their woman to act a certain way. They have a lot harder time adjusting to the way American women are, you know, just in general. A lot more controlling.
You're having marital problems.
All right, and you're stepping out. You're acting it out. Old guy.
Yeah, you're going to show him. So you better get some. If you want this marriage to survive, Beth, you got to get some help.
Yeah,
this is a red alarm. This is a full blown disaster underway.
And don't tell your Nigerian husband, otherwise this guy's going to be like heading out the car and get the dart right in the neck.
Yeah,
because they'll blow. They'll hit you. Dipped in curare, they will hit you with a blow dart. Those people, no. If, ands, or buts about it.
It's the old-fashioned way of
That's the way they
it.
Settled things. Yeah. Yeah. Thump. Right in the neck.
Out of a bamboo shoot.
Oh, yeah. Pow. Oh, no, they don't have PVC pipe over there, my friend. It is a bamboo shoot.
All right.
Feather on the end of it. Right in the vein there. Take you down. Take a rhino down. That's all they got. Proud people. Proud warriors.
You know, they treat their women a little different.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something, everyone, about the rest of the world. I know the United States is the worst place in the world there because we're the bullies and the policemen and everything. Why don't you travel abroad, see how they treat the ladies over there? Go ahead.
Enjoy.
Go ahead, you lesbian coozes who left-wingers can't stop beating up this country. Hit the road. See how the hospitality is in some of these countries around Middle East, parts of Africa. See how they treat you. Roll out that red carpet for you. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See how that goes. Go on. Head on out. Remember, it's we're the worst and everyone else is the best. So head on out. See how they treat you. All right? Give us a call when you're getting stoned.
Oh, we're taking a break.
Taking a break?
Yeah.
I'm not done.
I know.
All right, Drew, let me ask you a hypothetical.
Okay.
You got to travel cross country.
Right.
Car ride, long car ride.
Who would you rather be with?
Who do you go with?
I pay $1 million.
Do you go with the guy who corrects everyone who calls him Fred and tells him it's Frederick?
Okay, that's one. Okay,
even at the party. Yeah, you know, it's not. It's one thing if it's someone you have to work with.
Got it.
Corrects everybody. Yeah. Or the guy who has a macaw. A large bird.
Who am I going with?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a macaw.
Yeah, yeah.
And he announces that he thinks he's a person.
The macaw is?
Yeah.
Who am I going with?
Yeah, who are you going
Frederick.
With? Frederick?
I'm going with Frederick.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
He's not traveling with the macaw.
Frederick has a range. There's a range of Fredericks.
Yeah.
Some of them are acceptable.
Frederick's an intelligent guy. Yeah. He's just a pain in the ass.
Yes. Macaw guy?
No.
No.
Yeah. No, plus, no. He's got crap on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back with the best of the best of the best of Loveline after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. It is Loveline. And Drew and I have to sign some paperwork that says we won't take payola.
Yeah.
Is there payola anymore? I got into radio, so there would be some payola, and there's no payola.
No.
Let me explain how it used to work, everybody. It used to be that if you did radio, guys would come by, and they'd drop off some hookers and some coke, and then you'd play their song. That's how ass-blowing songs like Maneater from Hall & Oates made it to number one, because Otherwise, you could never explain the success of a song that blew as much bunghole as Maneater getting to number one. Surely it's not based on the merits of the song, no. Because the song sucks. Yes. Holy ass.
Yes.
So it had to be obviously mounds of coke that got that song to where it was. And that's the way it would work. So mm-hmm. you wanted to be a DJ, because right now I'd just be doing blow and there'd be chicks running around naked. And somehow when I got into radio, that all came to an end.
Well. What do you expect?
And now you can't keep anything. Mm. You got to give stuff away. There's no tipping your buddies off to get the mountain bike. There's nothing.
And this little thing you signed, it's $75 is the maximum.
Is the thing I get to keep?
Of any sort of gift or mm-hmm. meal or anything like that.
Oh, really? Yeah. What about that time we needed office chairs? And we put the ploy out and they give us like $500 office chairs.
Yeah.
That would have been against the law, right? Payola law? Oh, by the way. What's the deal with radio? What goes on in radio that it needs this kind of focus? You know, FCC attention, payola trouble. What goes on in radio? You know what I'm saying? When, you know, 50 years ago when there were no laws whatsoever regulating radio, was everything okay or were people dying every day in radio? What goes on in radio that it needs this kind of scrutiny and this kind of attention? Listen. We got a problem with terrorists over here. We don't have enough people to check the container ships that come into the ports. Let's focus on that. What goes on in this country that we have unlimited resources and energy for stuff that no one gives a good rat's ass about? But whenever it comes to putting cops on the streets, like, oh, we don't have enough. Wait, you live in Los Angeles, you call 911, you get put on hold for 45 minutes. No, we don't have enough. I don't buy that. Use some of the people you're using for the crap we don't care about.
Well, you know where the crap we don't care about is coming from, though. Just more laws, more laws.
Yeah.
More attorneys, more laws, more attorneys,
I know.
More laws.
I know. That's all it is.
I don't understand why there aren't attorneys out there that get into sort of streamlining the legal system. Well, why don't people become lawyers to sort of break it down?
They're creating more work for themselves. I'm just saying is, how many times have you heard FCC in the last year? How many, oh, he's got to be fined. He's got to be stopped. No, this is against regulations. Everything's really screwy. You can't talk about anything, by the way. You can't talk about the Arbitron, the group that does the ratings for the radio. You can't talk about this payola crap.
You can't talk about Arbitron?
No, they get weird if you talk about it. Well, no, if somebody called up and said they had an Arbitron book or something, we got to get rid of them. Right, otherwise, we're going to get in trouble.
Right.
What's going on? Stop focusing on the radio so much. There's nothing going on. And Howard Stern says booby a couple of times, and a couple of lesbians go at it in the studio. Forget it. We got terrorists, and we got 911 operators that are overloaded. Let's focus on that. There you go. And by the way, it's just money. It's just tax money that's just going to waste. Mm-hmm. Let's just go ahead and divert some of it towards something that the people who pay the taxes care about. That's what I want. I want the money. No, not the money. My money. Our money. Mm-hmm. Going toward the ass that we give an ass about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it'd be great. It'd be great if we could, inspect the food that's coming over from abroad. It'd be great if we could inspect the container ships that are coming in here. We're running the, radioactive material through downtown L.A. We can only, with the resources, we only look at about 3% of the container. But by the way, this advertisement, this sort of beckoning
Tommy Thompson
to terrorists.
Saying that he didn't understand why they haven't attacked the food source yet.
There you go. No, not enough manpower, not enough resources. Really? Endless manpower and endless resources for FCC-related issues and parking. That's a bottomless pit of resources. But bottomless pit of parking enforcement, folks, very limited resources when it comes to 911 operators. Mm-hmm. Isn't that just how you'd want it as a citizen, as a taxpayer, by the way?
Of course.
If you just close your eyes, what kind of society you want to live in? One with three parking enforcement posties for every one citizen and not enough people and two guys answering 911?
Perfect.
Perfect, right? That's just what I want.
Let's roll it out.
As a matter of fact, I'd like to take it a little step further. I could get a few more parking enforcement pussies in there and cut back on the 911. To me, 35 minutes, not a long enough wait on 911. If I'm hiding under the mattress and the guy who's hopped up on elephant tranquilizer is gnawing through my bedroom door, I'd like to have it go to about 50 minutes. That's me. As a matter of fact, when I'm in charge, Drew, we take some of the 911 operators, put them behind the wheel of the right-wheel drive Chevette. Yeah, yeah, get them out on the street. Come on, we got to stop these people whose bumpers are hanging into the in the yellow.
I mean, his wheels aren't turned to the curb?
No.
We got to go after that.
Maniacs. My whole family was killed by a car whose wheels weren't turned to the curb, and it was on a slight incline. Got to stop those people. That's right, Drew. And the only effective deterrent is double the fines.
There you go.
All right. Perfect. That's what we need.
And double
the
manpower.
Right. That's right. We got to get more guys looking out the FCC, what's going on. God forbid the grease man gives away a windbreaker. Got to stop that. And then we need more folks in the Chevettes, out on the streets. It's things we care about, Drew. And, of course, a task force to bring down high-class prostitutes.
Oh, yeah.
Those high-class call girls, got to stop them. Need everyone posing as a Japanese businessman to stop this. All right? All right. Let's focus. Let's get our priorities. That's all. Just got to get the priorities right. Oh, and the other thing I'm going to need the cross taken off the crest of Los Angeles City.
And then take the Ten Commandments out of the lobby.
Right, right. Yeah, we can take a jackhammer to the Ten Commandments out in front of the library. Yeah. All right, and we can do that. Everything's going to be right again. We'll be able to sleep
first,
at night.
Let's spend $1 million in court fighting about it.
That's right. And then we go to bed with our doors open at night. No reason to lock them anymore. We got rid of the Ten Commandments tablet out in front of the library. Fantastic. All right.
Zach? Well, Adam, you're suggesting a slippery slope. That is a slippery slope. Right. If you put the Ten Commandments in front of the library, next thing you know, there'll be a cross on the Los Angeles. Oh, wait a minute. There already is.
Yeah.
On the Los Angeles emblem.
Yeah, yeah. I'm offended as an atheist. Zach?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yeah, hold on a second, guys.
Thanks. Yeah. I look good because I had more to say. You know, the thing is, like, the ACLU pussies are like, well, what about those poor people who aren't Catholic or Christian who have to wear the Los Angeles crest on there? Well, first off, you guys are free to leave if you don't like it. That's number one. Can't handle the 3/16 by 3/16. It's like two stitches of embroidery on your cross and the sleeve and your job as a zookeeper. Haul your atheist ass out of there. That's number one. Get out. You don't like it? Good. Out, fat ass. That's number one. Number two, what about the idiots who have to work at Jack in the Box? You got to wear a clown outfit with a paper hat. No problems there. No, you want the gig? You put the outfit on. Want to work for Los Angeles City? Wear the thing with the cross on it. Done.
Just out of, even don't nothing else, it? Just out of homage to the history.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
By the way, it's just the missions that they're referring to anyway.
Oh, look, of course, it's nothing.
What were they? They were not religious operations?
Let me just put a word out to all the pussies out there that are highly offended about everything. Get out. You're offended? Good. Make a stand. Go home. We don't need your ass. Get out. Oh, I'm offended. I don't believe in it. Good. Take the shirt off and go home. Work for your brother-in-law at the nude furniture factory, you pussy. Get out. This is it. You don't agree with something? You don't like it? You don't whatever? Go home. Quit. Just everyone quit. Not getting paid enough. Not getting this. Quit.
But I wouldn't want to be in a country like that.
Good. You're out. Now we're really talking.
Yeah.
Get out. Go to your beloved whatever and go live there. Your utopian whatever and see how you enjoy it. Zach?
Yeah.
I'm PO tonight. Fired up.
Here we go.
All right.
What's up?
Let me tell you what's going on. A few days ago, I had a new roommate move into our house. I'm not the guy in charge, but somebody else kind of dealt with her and talked to her about the situation. And then, let's see, a couple of days ago, I came home about 2 in the morning, actually met her for the first time. She was asleep on the couch, and she woke up and said, she kind of told me her life story, and it was really kind of creepy. She's telling another girl that was in the house that she has herpes, that she's worried she might spread it to us, just telling us some weird stuff about her sex life, what's gone on in the past.
And what happened?
What's that?
What happened to her?
I guess she said she was molested when she was younger. She claimed that she got herpes somehow by touching something, and that something she had touched something on her hand and then spread it to her mouth that way.
She got it to her mouth.
Yeah.
And Zach, everyone has herpes in their mouth.
This is bogus.
Yeah, I think so too.
Something's bogus.
I know.
All right. Well, what do you want?
I'm just wondering. I mean, is it something she could really spread to us?
No. Well, yeah. If you if she has an active outbreak, or you could spread it to her because you have herpes already, like everyone does.
Oh, true.
In their mouth. And yes, we have an active cold sore in your mouth. You share utensils or glasses. You can spread things.
No making out.
Yeah, you kiss, that sort of thing. But that is in the environment everywhere. What you need to be more concerned with this new roommate is the chaos she's likely to create if she's a trauma survivor.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to have some like nutty biker boyfriend come in and bust the place up. Then you're going to be one of those things where they think they mistake you for the guy she cheated with. So he just empties a clip from a Beretta into your comforter while you're asleep. And it's not, you're not even the right guy.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell that to St. Peter while you're playing the harp. Do you have to play the harp?
Just don't worry about the herpes.
Hey, can the...
worry about the harpies.
You think the Mexicans play an accordion, as they said? I'm just saying, Drew, it's not fair for us to foist our harp on all the
culture. I'm just saying.
All right. Remember, you don't like it? Get out, everybody. Don't like your job? Get out. Don't sue. Get out.
Yeah, do the respectable thing.
Who cares? Just haul your complaining pussy ass out of there. Yes, Drew?
Let's do a quick Germany or Florida.
Really?
Yeah, line 6.
All right. Oh, 0-2 last night.
Yeah.
Painful.
Yeah.
Drew's in denial. He doesn't want, no, he I don't doesn't want to hear it.
I do not want to think about it.
Philippe?
Yeah, what's up?
Let me explain. I got to apologize. No, I got to apologize, Drew. You know what that is? You know what I just did to you?
What?
You attacked
me?
That was an attack. Yeah. That was nothing short of an attack. Mm-hmm. You're champion boxer. We're heading to the ring, and I'm reminding you of a couple of losses you took, your last two losses. You don't do that. Yeah, you don't do that. I call you champ. I rub your neck, but I don't say, you got TKO'd last time.
You just suck the mojo right out of me.
Yeah, you're right. You want me to do that now?
Yeah, no. That's after the show.
Philippe?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
19. Go ahead. Germany or Florida?
Okay. A woman ran over 2 teenage brothers after they accidentally hit her vehicle with a golf ball they were bouncing in the parking
lot. Florida. Florida.
You heard about it?
No. I just
Golf ball. She ran over them?
Well, keep going. Keep going.
Okay. She leaving one of the boys with life-threatening injuries. The 3 boys were bouncing the golf ball in a shopping center parking lot Sunday afternoon when it went astray and struck a vehicle driven by a local woman. The woman said no damage was done, and the boys apologized and began to walk away. She started to drive away, but suddenly made a U-turn, ran over a median, and struck 2 of the boys, causing severe injuries and then knocking over a light pole.
Mm.
She then drove after the 3rd boy, crossing 2 medians and striking a utility box before her vehicle stopped in a ditch, the woman said. The boy ran away and was not struck. A witness said she accelerated to hit the boys. She charged them, he said. This was the most deliberate act. The witness said he yelled at the woman to stay where she was when she got out of her car. After she ran them down, she got out of the car and lit a cigarette like a movie star, he said.
Hold on a second. All right. Wow. Solid. Mm. A most deliberate act.
I know. You never know.
That feels German.
Yeah.
But the response to the golf ball is pure Florida.
Yeah, I know.
And by the way, you know, we've spoken about how women are actually meaner than men and more vindictive and spiteful and angrier. I'm surprised there's not more road rage involving women.
There is. I had a crazy person coming, sort of aggressively come after me tonight. I thought, I drove up alongside him just to see who that jackass was.
Your wife?
No, 17-year-old girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then I was like, hey, cool.
Yeah. Drew nailed her on the shoulder. all right. So what do you think, Drew? Germany or Florida?
First impulse, Florida?
Yeah,
you stay with that first impulse, I think.
I'm going Germany.
All right, I'll stay Florida.
Wow.
Here we go.
Somebody's going to be 0-3. Somebody's going to be 0-3. Should I say that again? Here we go. Philippe?
Yes.
Is it Germany or Florida?
You're 0-3, Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. He's back.
I said Florida. Two syllables into this thing.
You never don't go with your first impulse. You talked yourself right out of it.
You know what I am? I'm. You know what I'm like? I'm like a field goal kicker. He's missed like 5 in a row. Now I'm thinking. I mean, now
you're Daryl Yeprem. You're going to pick the ball up and try to throw it next.
I'm missing chip shots now. Yeah. Extra points. I'm all up in my head. I got to clear my head.
All right. Let's take a break.
I'm going to clear my head. And let me say this. If it's not clear at the end of 4 minutes, I may not be back. Okay?
All right.
Well, we may or we may not be back.
Well, I'll be back because my head's clear.
All right, but that's kind of the same as...
Yeah, you're right.
There's
you're
no
right.
show.
Good point.
All right. After this. Yeah! Woo! Get it on, buddy. Woo! Gonna get it on. Gotta get it on. Gonna drop some trout. Say what? I'll drop trout right now. I tell you, we have a good time, don't we? I tell you, I hate the man. I tell my boss can go F himself. You go down the hall, you tell the program director go F himself.
Where's the cowbell, the horn, the megaphone?
829, there you go. I'm going to drop trow, swear drop trow. I will drop trow. Don't make a drop trow. I will drop trow. I have to drop trow.
You'll drop trow. I swear to God, Chris, you will. Watch out, this guy's wild.
We got to drop trow. Hey, 29. Tell you, we have a good time. No, anyway, going out to weather. We got weather. We got traffic. We got news. We got one of the copter 7 is going to be up there. It's going to see what's going on over the 405. So long go. Look out for brake lights. Tell you, 29 after 8 o'clock. 31 away from the top of the hour. Then more news, weather, and traffic coming up. You ready to rock, Drew? Let's party.
Positively jumping out of my skin.
Let's rock there, brother. Tell you, good radio. Shirley, 24 years of age. What can we do you for?
This is an embarrassing question for me to ask my doctor, so that's why I'm calling you guys.
All right, go ahead.
I just had a hysterectomy, like, probably.
Hold on. You or a friend? Oh, wait a minute. I screwed that one up.
Just want to make a few fart noises.
I screwed that one up.
When we get out of it making some fart noises.
If they say you, it's not a friend. Right. Okay, if they say it's a friend, it's them. But if they say you, it's not a friend.
But either way, it works. It's beautiful. It's genius.
Yeah.
You'll drop trow.
Yeah, drop trow. Don't make me drop trow. Go ahead, Shirley.
Well, okay. My question is that I was wondering, okay, when a male ejaculates inside of a woman, and they have a uterus. Okay, I know half of that sperm goes into the uterus.
Yeah.
No, not half of that sperm. Whoa. A tiny little bit of sperm swims into the uterus, yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
many millions of cells get in, but the semen stays out.
Yeah, mine does the backstroke.
Yeah.
Well, my question is that now that I have no uterus, will I have more of, like, sperm coming out of me
no
than
uterus.
People, or hot?
What happened? You checked under the car seat? That's where mine was. I tell you, 29. driving. Drew, what does that mean? You had a hysterectomy? And Drew, shouldn't they call the hysterectomy?
I knew that was coming.
Hey, 29. There's weather traffic coming out of there, am I right? Get on a drop trail. What's up there, buddy? Let's go now.
Shirley,
you gotta pace it up now.
The stuff gets sort of absorbed through your vaginal. You know, the system there is designed to take
stuff. You mean my secret sauce?
Very little gets up in the uterus anyway, so it's really no different.
29.
No different than with a uterus.
Okay.
Okay. Most of the actual volume comes out anyway, just when you sort of stand up.
Yeah, that's right.
The sperm, the cells stick and swim their way up.
I tell you, there's no I in uterus.
Okay.
No me either.
Yeah, there's no me in uterus. 829. I drop trap. All right, Drew, we cool? Yeah. Shirley, thanks for calling. We'll see you at the weekend splash. Going to get jet skis.
I'm sorry you called at this moment. Adam was especially inspired during the commercial break.
Where are we going here, buddy?
Let's go to six.
Oh, it's going to be line 6, 829, 29 o'clock.
Zachariah.
I don't care what you are. Ask a question. What's on? Glad to have your sister.
Hi, Zachariah.
Hi, Dr. Drew. Hi, Adam. I wanted to tell you, Dr. Drew, thank you for writing that book, Cracked. It was very inspirational.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I wanted to know, how did you get into writing that book? Did you just want people to know about...
You know, I was thinking about writing
a book. He just bought himself a boat, and he needed to make the payments.
I was thinking about writing a book, and Judith Reagan
829,
asked me to have dinner with her, and at the dinner, we talked about all kinds of things. At the end, she just said, there's your book, whatever we've been talking about.
Best piece of ass Drew ever had.
And I didn't know what she was talking about, and she just said, write me 20 pages.
Yeah.
And I was sort of flipped out by that sort of ultimatum. But
yeah,
I went
too
out,
bad you couldn't have left it at 20.
And I went running that next day and took a tape recorder with me to see if I could sort of get some ideas.
It was an old reel-to-reel job. I got a hernia pushing up the Arroyo Parkway.
And this story just kind of came out. The story just sort of emerged.
29.
Yeah, it was really amazing.
I'm going to read that book cover to cover the second you hollow out the cover. Just pull out the pages in
just
between.
Yeah, I actually started reading it when I went to rehab after
Oh, no kidding. How's your recovery going?
It's going really really good, actually.
Good.
Coming out in paperback, by the way. Finally, I can wipe my ass with the cover, too. You know, before, I was having to actually use the pages to wipe my ass. The cover's a little hard.
Hey, well, you Adam, just spray on me. Caller before me that...
Oh, shit, trouble.
No, other Adam.
Yeah.
Okay,
what's going on? Got to get on. 829-29.
You should tell that go before me not to get cream pie anymore.
Yeah. Stay away from the cream pie.
Yeah, cream pie.
Dropping tries a car.
She was going so good there. And then all of a sudden,
woo!
That big left turn.
Yeah. All right, we got to rock and roll. I'll tell you, we're up against a break. Got to pay some bills. Know what I'm saying? What do we got in line when we come back? We got Chris talking, calling from Phoenix. Stacy from east of the Rockies calling in. Margarita coming in. She's calling in. Margaret coming in Oregon. Oh, husband. Gino. I'll tell you, we got a big show. A lot of shows set up. Anyway, Antoine Andrew and Animated Clyde. We'll be right back. More Love Line after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah. First day of Hanukkah.
And first day of Hanukkah. Yeah. What's a bigger disaster? Yeah. Little message to all the folks thinking about screwing with this country, such as Pearl Harbor. Let's all just close our eyes and figure out how that one ended for the Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Little atomic bomb. And here's my deal, too. A lot of people do that. Well, we shouldn't have. Look, you want to.
They shouldn't have.
You want to get things started, you get things started. And look, go find the biggest guy in your high school and go up and take your fruit cup and dump it on his head and see what happens.
And, No. Grab his nuts and squeeze.
See what he does. That's right.
Might react?
That's right.
Might react?
Yep. And whatever he does to you after you start that is whatever he does to you. That's there are no more rules anymore. You come over, do a little sneak attack, and we take you out. That's all. All right. Let's. And by the way, the people who have a beef with us dropping the atomic bomb on Japan got to understand many more people would have died during the invasion of the island.
Right.
I mean, they were.
That was the other alternative, is we actually invade the island.
Yeah, and not just many more of us.
Right. Many more of them.
Many more of them.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't think they would have done the same, dropped one right down
New York City,
on the Chrysler Building in New York in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Of course they would have.
Yeah.
Of course they would have. Of course they would have.
Well, that's what they were trying to do. That was the plan.
That was the initial plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, hence the bombing, Pearl Harbor. So there you go. Everyone just look back on that day and... think what a great country this is. You ready to go here, Drew?
Here we go.
Margaret?
Nothing inspires me like thoughts of violence and war.
Yeah. Really fire me up.
Great.
Margaret?
Yes.
All right. So what the hell were we talking to you about?
Well,
or were we?
No, we weren't.
All right.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Okay. My husband, from what I understand, he cheated on me. He says he pinched his penis in the toilet seat and he got syphilis from it, and it was a little outlandish. I've been tested for it.
That's not a little outlandish. That's brazen.
Yeah.
It's
give him a few points for creativity.
Well, just for A for effort.
Just the idea.
It's not creative. Pinch my penis in the toilet.
I find it incredibly creative.
It's quaint.
It's not an effort thing. It's more creativity.
Now, he actually has syphilis? Is that for sure what he has?
Yes, they did a blood test, and it came back positive. And that night, he went through hell, and I was right there with him.
What do you mean he went through hell that night?
He started shaking. He was delirious. He was out of his mind. The night that he found out, and they gave him the penicillin shots and set him on the treatment for it.
That's not syphilis.
Uh-oh, herpes.
Well, no, if he gets delirious after penicillin, that's called a Herxheimer reaction. I mean, I guess it could be from syphilis. But, wow, I mean, that's somebody who didn't just get syphilis, though. That's somebody who's had it for a long time.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, I mean, why was he tested? What were his manifestations?
He had a sore, a large sore on his penis. At first, it kind of looked like, honestly, a bite mark. And then,
syphilis looks like?
Syphilis is a big, shaggy ulcer, painless.
Shaggy?
Shaggy.
But he said it.
Shaggy ulcer was my...
was vague.
Remember I told you I was doing mornings in Phoenix?
Shaggy Olsen was your name there?
That was my morning. Yeah,
oh, he was funny, too.
Shaggy. Oh, no, wait, it was Dusty Labia, I think, was my name.
That was your partner.
That was my partner. Shaggy Olsen. Yeah, Shaggy Olsen and Dusty. Okay, all right.
You're in your radio
Dusty
hell.
Labia. Margaret?
So, Margaret, okay. Yeah. So, he had a Herxheimer reaction, which is kind of wild. That they don't
that's okay.
See that for... But that's syphilis. Okay.
So did he then admit that he cheated?
No, he wouldn't. He still to this day swears he didn't. But I got tested, and 3 weeks before this point, I have been tested, and we had been intimate. And then he comes home, and he has this huge sore on him, and it just got worse and worse and worse every day. They tested it, and they said that his count was so low that it had to have happened not too long ago.
Right, right. Well, the ulcers are the primary syphilis, and they happen the first few weeks, really.
All right, I'll tell you where this guy cheats.
It's called Shankroyd, though, that goes like that.
I'm trying to figure out where this guy cheats or not. Does he drive a truck?
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, he cheats.
Why? I mean, what did I do that caused him to do this? I've been tested, and it didn't come back positive for me.
Oh, Margaret.
Margaret, first off, the real question you should be asking is, how the hell did I know he drove a truck?
Well, we both used to team, and then I got pulled out of the truck.
Oh, that's how you do it, Adam.
You drove.
No,
yeah.
Adam, you knew that. I
knew he drove a truck.
Yeah.
I drove. Right.
Just imagine, do you remember Pee-wee's Big Top when Marge picks up Pee-wee, the truck driver? I just imagine Marge when I see her, Margaret.
Pee-wee?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Read the screen.
31-year-old husband cheated and caught syphilis. Stay with him. Can she catch? That's what's on the screen. Margaret from Oregon, right. 25. 25, by the way, not...
Him driving a truck became a powerful force
is that right?
in my life.
Interesting.
I felt the truck. And then she drove, too.
Yeah,
so there was, like, sort of truck...
Trucker.
...on truck.
Yeah.
And it became... Now, I don't know. I'm not in any of this nonsense, but it became a strong truck
just
driving.
Yes.
I didn't think about it. It just came out.
What's even stronger, though, is the... What is that she can't appreciate? That
nobody can ever do that.
Spontaneously.
Every time I guess
that
chick's boyfriend worked at the batting cage.
Yes.
Never said anything, but it turned out he did work at the batting cage.
And she went right on.
That's right.
Yeah.
So can I still test positive?
So, right. I knew he drove a truck because you drove a truck, even though you never said you drove a truck. Right?
So, okay.
Yeah. Can I still test positive?
He's cheating. And what do you guys have kids?
No.
Okay, that's great. What happened? There's something wrong with your ovaries or something?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I can't have kids. I just found out I was a diabetic. That's why I wasn't driving with him when this all happened. But because it came back...
Hold on. I want more credit for the ovaries and the truck.
Yeah, now. I know. Well, I'll add a few more things. Smoking diabetic.
Well,
with full asthma.
All right, but that you can hear.
Yeah.
Margaret?
Yeah.
Smoker? I'm guessing
yeah.
She dips. Okay. All right, but see, Drew,
I hear that, yeah.
I just know when 25-year-old Margaret doesn't have four kids, there's a problem with the ovaries.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you, but we can't judge, and everyone's an individual. So, how is this guy outside of this? Is he a good and loving husband?
He was wonderful. He was rough, and I know he was fooling around before. I found out now that he was doing stuff with other people.
All right. So, Margaret.
Cheaters cheat. It has nothing to do with you or what you did or didn't do. You're thinking like a woman who thinks, well, I'd only cheat if.
Yeah.
Things
also,
going right.
She said he was rough,
yeah,
cryptically.
Yeah.
Did he ever physically abuse you?
A little bit.
Of course.
Yes. Okay. So, Margaret, thank God your ovaries don't work, because otherwise we'd hear three kids crying in the background, and now you really go from a, you know, sort of inconvenience, really, on the cosmic scale to really a large-scale
effort. A force.
Yeah. You know what? Get out. This guy cheats. He's physically abusive. I don't know where you came from.
Not only that, he's exposing you to real serious illness here. Other things.
I'm guessing your dad was physically abusive to some degree.
And by the way, the cheating he's doing is with
not all. Your
biological father.
You got your biological dad.
I never met my biological dad.
That's what we're talking about.
Go.
God,
all right.
People. But Margaret, he's cheating.
Well, why do you always have to say the biological?
How dare you? Margaret, by the way, he's cheating with prostitutes. That's where the syphilis comes from.
Well, truckers, yeah, no, he's not banging Ivana Trump.
No.
Oh, next time he drives through Manhattan, stop and bang.
Trump Tower?
Stop and bang some rich divorcees. No. I, by the way, have you been to these truck stops?
Not really.
Oh, my God.
Really? Why?
Oh.
Why?
You're like... you just want to kill yourself.
Just who the guys are that are stopping?
Who the guys are, who the gals are, who the people are, what the food's like. What talk about architecture.
Oh, yeah.
It is a disaster. Now, again, I'm not blowing smoke up my own tukai, but what is that part of life where the trucking, like the trucking becomes a force?
I mean, what is the personality issue?
How did I feel truck? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I got to believe it was her truck driving that I felt,
too. I literally was having an image of Pee-wee's Big Adventure where he gets in the truck with Marge.
No, it's after I said truck driver,
yeah.
Yeah. So stop stealing my thunder. Point is how does that work? You know, I'm not into psychic stuff.
Right.
But on the other hand, I don't say truck that often without there being a truck.
I think you were also putting...
I mean, obviously the person sounds like, well, they're chain smokers.
There's a lot of smoking.
There's a sort of behavior that goes along, go along with accountants or CPAs.
Right, there's a rough around the edges.
But there's the
picking up diseases and sort of rambling man
thing. I didn't
thing.
See construction worker.
Well, you were about to, though.
No, I wasn't going to say.
Really? They didn't cross your mind at all?
No.
I thought
First
you were going to say something
stop
about metal.
Stop crapping on my gift.
No, I'm just saying.
I was touched by the hand of God.
I'm just saying.
No.
I'm trying to help you.
I didn't think of anything. Just trucker came out
you,
of my mouth.
You weren't thinking
mouth.
metal or trucker? Trucker? You just thought trucker all the way.
I don't work that way, Drew. Okay. What, do I ever tell you that?
No, I'm asking that.
No.
Okay.
Please. Just thought trucker. I wasn't thinking, is he construction worker? Is he drywaller? Is he trucker? I'm going to go with trucker. No, it's just
you
felt
didn't have
trucker.
No. You didn't scroll through some stuff. It was just trucker.
No, I never do. Okay. I never do. It's either it hits you or it doesn't. Mm. It's an impulse buy. And it happens with, there's never any preloading with it. Because if you preload, you're going to be wrong. Drew, you know how you're always wrong?
Mm.
That's because you preload.
I see.
You're
always
much better when you just let something push you in a direction.
Thus, Germany for you, Florida for me, that last trip of Florida. Didn't work. But the point is,
Stop crapping on my gift. That's all I'm saying. What were you saying?
That there are other clues. I think we kind of gets us going.
Well, yeah, no, it's like I said, it's not Rabbi or Moyle,
mm-hmm.
but there are many, many, many other professions in the blue collar world where people smoke.
Right, right, right.
And whose husbands cheat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's one in a million. It's just it hit me hard as trucker, and it was funny that she was a truck driver too.
Yeah, next time
maybe that's where I was feeling it.
Yeah, yeah. Next time we'll sort of pay attention, see if there's something as we're coming up with it.
Yeah, I think it's just a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people just sound like what they sound. Maybe truckers mm-hmm. just sound like truckers, and construction workers sound like effers. It's just rhymed with trucker. All right.
Katie, 17.
Let me say this, Katie.
Yes. Hello?
What's happening, baby doll?
I have really weird periods, and every time I get them, they've been, like, the cramps have been escalating so much, and it hurts so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if that's just, like, hereditary, because my mom had, like, bad ovaries, too, when she was younger. And
the cramps probably have nothing to do with your ovaries.
Okay. Or is it, like, from me and my boyfriend fooling around or whatever, because we're kind of rough.
You could stir things up in and around the time of your period, make things a little worse. It's an inflammatory reaction in the uterus.
You're rough sexually, or is this just wrestling?
No, sexually.
Oh, okay.
So you're having intercourse then?
Yeah, that and just other stuff too.
Why are you doing it harshly if it's uncomfortable for you?
Rough doing
it's,
other stuff too.
It's not uncomfortable. I'm doing it.
It's not
like
uncomfortable.
Afterwards. Not like directly afterwards, but when I get my period and stuff, it's... Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's probably has nothing to do with it. But you
when
are,
say other stuff, you mean like oral sex?
Yeah.
Why are you saying this so tentatively?
Well, I think she's pretty forthcoming.
She is like, when you ask, it's like, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, it's, you know, she's 17. It's an uncomfortable topic.
All right.
We're probing.
No, that's fine. Katie, listen, you need to have a pelvic. When was the last time you had a pelvic exam?
I haven't had one before.
Okay, you have to do that.
Okay.
Okay, it could be an infection. You could, you know, I'm sure your boyfriend was a virgin before also, but there's bacteria can get into the tubes, cause tubal infections. It can be ovarian cysts. It can be endometriosis. It can be uterine problems, inflammation or growths. And all that needs to be sorted out before we just sort of toss it all off as what's called dysmenorrhea or just painful periods, which are common and don't mean anything.
Drew, you know what I was thinking about today?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of, I was thinking about being the first day of Hanukkah.
Yes.
And
I'm sure you were thinking about that.
I was.
The Hanukkahs in the past you'd have with your family.
A lot of Hanukkah talk over at the Kimmel Show today.
But no talk about the Hanukkah's past with your family and the huge elaborate menorah that you had.
Yes, my family celebrates every culture. Yeah. Yeah, no. Now you made me think about the year we used the branch from the pine trees, the Christmas tree, and leaned it against the wall. Oh, my God. I'm suing. I am going to sue my family. So I was thinking about Hanukkah, and I made that hypothetical joke last night, which is has a mobile home ever burnt down because a menorah tipped over?
Yes.
Answer, probably no.
Right.
And then I thought to myself, you know, 8 candles being lit on consecutive nights, the goyim would F that one up.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
They're, people be dying left and right. Every third goy you met be like, oh, how'd your brother die? Menorah.
You know what it'd be like the 4th of July with the fire departments trolling around checking things.
They'd have to be like PSAs all the time.
That's right. Live safe.
Live safe. Oh, yeah.
Protect your menorah.
They'd have to start coming out with menorahs that sat in like a kiddie pool and stuff. We would F that up immediately. Yeah. And I realized Jews, very responsible. And you have to be when you're a Jew, too, because think about how flammable the Jews are. They have the crazy beards, those crazy beards that only insane people could have. Prayer shawl hanging down with the fringe on it. Peos, crazy curly sideburn thing.
Meant to burn.
Big brim hats. Black tie. I mean, think about how combustible Jew
it's
is.
It's not just combustible, but think how things hang into the fire.
Yeah.
Everything's designed to hang into whatever's burning.
Here's the thing. Just a non-Jew with a beard, that thing goes up 3-4 times a week.
Of course.
3-4 times a week.
Oh, yes.
But you can't blow out a birthday cake. You can't
scramble eggs.
You can't cook. You can't barbecue. A power goes out at the house and you light up a candle.
Pow.
You couldn't hold a sparkler. That's your whole head catching on fire as a non-Jew. But Jews, either flame retardant.
No.
I think Hitler disproved that one.
Yeah.
Or.
That was nice. That was a nice comment.
Well, it's more.
That will go down in history.
More of a dig on Hitler.
Okay.
More of a dig on Hitler. And by the way, not done with the Germans.
You're not. Good. Okay.
I like a little bombing over there. And they did World War I, World War II. It's time we surprise them with a little
something. And what they did to the Jews, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That one, too. All right. But much more careful than we are with the flame.
Yes.
You never hear about a Jew's house burning down.
No.
Never. It's, what happened to Rabbi Shulam's house? Burnt to the ground. No. Never.
Mm-mm.
No. And again, like I said, you know what it's like? You know what the Jews are like? They're like black ladies with the long fingernails. They learn to get along.
Right.
You know what I mean? Black woman have a fingernail be 9 inches long. Unicorns painted all over it. Rainbows. Got all her kids' names on there. And she's driving a stick and talking on the cell phone. Got a hot comb out. Nothing. Right. Don't even crack one.
Uh-huh.
You walking around with that. You get caught. You get slammed in the door. You puncture a hole in your scrotum.
No.
It would be a disaster.
Disaster.
Yeah. Jews with fire.
So what you're saying is Jews should grow their fingernails out?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Ironically, no Jewish firemen.
Oh.
And think about it.
It's not in the history.
Powerful, yes.
Mm,
powerful,
genius.
Yes.
Powerful, yes.
Yeah. I forgot about the prayer shawl. Crazy big beard. Crazy beard. Prayer shawl.
Shirt's always untied.
Shirt's undone. Hairy, manly chest. Big high dangling, pulling you off balance toward the ceremonial candles, and that yet you kindle the Sabbath candles, and no, like it was nothing. Wow. Gotta give the Jews credit for that. All right. I think we're going to take a break. I got to take a leak.
Okay.
All right,
good.
I may catch, if I had a beard, it would be, how long?
You get pee and feces in it for you.
Could you imagine me with this crazy black lady fingernails?
Oh, my God.
Like those black chicks who worked at DMV.
What would we find in there?
First off,
you?
I would not only scratch my eye, I would pop it out of its socket.
No, you'd rupture it.
I would rupture it. It would explode.
The lens would fly out.
It would explode.
Yeah.
No, it would pop out.
No, pop out of the socket. It stays intact.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You exploded it.
No, it would blow. No, and then it would pop out and roll around on the ground.
Yeah.
And then I would go for like pick my nose while I was driving, and I would just, all of a sudden,
brain.
I would taste cinnamon. Like, what? What is that? And then all of a sudden, I would hear, I would hear Puccini. Like, what is that? And I realized I was touching my brain, my middle finger. Yes?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And we get a craving
for
charcoal.
I'm strangely obsessing, though, but the whole hygiene issue in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
nature scary. Number two. I'd have to hire a guy to do that. It'd be tough around the Corolla house as well, though. Come here, buddy.
Oh, listen, and then you'd have to clean the nails. Oh.
You are getting a bonus this Christmas. Now, let me explain. Yeah?
Get that sponge.
Yeah. Get the pressure washer. All right. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah, it's a love line, Adam. It's Dr. Drew.
Getting a little comedy instruction here. It's tremendous. These shows when there are no guests.
Yeah, Drew and I chance to spread our wings. It's love line, Adam. That's Dr. Drew. It is.
What do I get to give you in return?
You just a head nod. First day of Hanukkah.
Yeah.
We're just talking about. I think the Jews are much more responsible.
Fastidious.
Yeah, they take care. They would never. Here's the thing about why white guys, I don't want to call non-Jews, we'll just call them the goyim, they can't handle candles being lit every night because they would light the candle, then they'd get drunk, then they'd pass out, and then they would burn down.
Yeah.
Jew don't get drunk and pass out. He blows them candles out first. Yeah? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We can barely get white guys to quit smoking in bed.
What would his mother say if she blew the candles out?
And
then clean the wax out of the little pockets that the menorah has.
By the way, remember how many fires used to start because people fell asleep smoking?
Yeah.
What happened to that? I miss those days.
I still see tons of that stuff.
Oh, you do?
I think most of it is because the people get just burned and they wake up.
And by the way, it's not falling asleep smoking. It's
loaded.
Passing out.
Yeah, it's being loaded.
You're loaded. Yeah. They never say that.
Oh, no, it's always being loaded. And I think stuff is so fire retardant now. That the people kind of burn before
they
sheets
wake
go
up. Yeah. All right. Man, I just kind of missed that. Fell asleep while I was smoking.
Yeah.
Stacy?
Hi.
Ever happened to a Jew, by the way?
No, never.
Fell asleep smoking? Burnt down the house?
Well, maybe Bob Evans. Is he Jewish?
I don't know, baby, but I do know the name Bob Evans gets press, gets ink. Yeah. Go ahead, Stacy.
Hi, guys. I'm 22. Mm-hmm. I just found out 2 months ago that I'm pregnant. My boyfriend and I have been together for about 4 years now. And it seems that since I found out I was pregnant, we've maintained a pretty good sex life for the past couple of months.
He is the father?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
He is.
Refreshing.
Yeah, it's nice.
Old-fashioned,
as you say.
I've been gradually, obviously, getting bigger. My belly's been growing, and so it's been harder for us to...
You mean you're getting taller?
Slow down.
Well, hang
slow
a second,
down.
Stacey.
Drew, your calves get bigger when you get pregnant, yes?
You get taller.
Oh,
get
taller.
She gets to get bigger.
Taller. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
Your belly... But you say your belly grows.
Huh.
Yes, my belly's growing.
You're drinking a lot of brew.
I guess so.
All right.
But anyhow, so it's been a little bit more difficult for us to have sex, but throughout this, we have been, and it seems that...
Hang on a second. Whoa. You're how many months pregnant?
I'm 5, but I just found out 2 months ago.
I see. Okay.
But since I found out that I was pregnant, it seems that every time we have sex, my boyfriend... is not satisfied unless he can be degrading in some way. Even before we found out I was pregnant, we had a healthy sex life as far as, you know, we liked to experiment and role play and do different things, but it wasn't as consistent. And it seems now that with every...
He has to be degrading now that you're mama. All right, all right. Quiet down.
No, but she's sort of alluding to him needing fetishistic stuff, too.
Well, what is he... just tell us. Let's flip all the cards over and tell us what he wants to do.
Okay. He's a lot more into slapping me. He pulls my hair harder than he used to. He likes to put the pillow over my face, cover my nose and mouth with his hand.
Well, maybe you're asking for it.
How am I asking for it?
Well, you know, just by being a mom.
It was something that we dabbled in before, but it seems like now he cannot come to ejaculation without.
All right. Hold on. Okay. First off, sounds like a
Jim.
A front runner for Father of the
Father
Year.
Father of the Year. I was just thinking that.
Got to get a vote in for him. Number two, definitely not a Jew. Here's a Jew's rough sex. Could I have sex with you? No. Sorry. Bitch. Yeah. That's rough trade.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the thing. There's a couple of things. One is maybe he's having a little difficulty with the pregnancy part and he's needing to up the ante as sort of a distraction in order to achieve the orgasm. Like, now that your mama
guys are sort of turned off by pregnant women.
Well,
they actually don't like that.
Yeah, that's
forget,
what I'm saying.
The symbolism of being mom, they just physically...
He's having to go a little further in a direction that he was already sort of slowly moving toward because of this distraction to his penis known as your zygote.
And is he on any medication or doing drugs or anything?
No, not at all.
And the other part is maybe this is just his way, maybe unconsciously, of creating a little bit of a chasm or distance from you because he may not be planning on hanging around for the full. He's turning into a little bit of an object.
Or maybe he's just angry about the fact that he's having to deal with a kid.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to.
What I was wondering is if maybe because my body is changing, personally, I was wondering if maybe that's his way of being able to be satisfied because... his attraction to me is lessening because of my body.
That's an interesting
point. Theory. In fact, that's just the one that we'd floated about 3 seconds ago. Write that down, Adam.
All right. That's what I said.
Sorry, I didn't catch it.
Well, that's all right. Just as long as you caught that semen. So, how long have you two been together?
4 years.
Four years. And why aren't you married?
4 years. It's been discussed, but we just both... Neither one of us feel that we're ready.
Does he want this child?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And he's enthusiastic about it? He's looking forward to it?
He is, which is why I was confused about all this.
All right. And what does he do for a living?
He's a mechanic.
What's he work on? Diesels?
Just foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic. Mm-hmm. All right. He does okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Here's the thing. You can tell him that this is a direction you don't really want to go, and sexually.
Yeah, by the way, why aren't you speaking up about this?
Well, his hand's over her mouth.
But I mean afterwards.
Because I kind of feel that if it's something that we had already played around with.
Attention all females. It is okay to tell your boyfriend, husband, spouse, whatever, when they're doing things that you aren't into.
Here's where you need the bullhorn right now. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Attention.
That's right. It's
uncomfortable, if it hurts, if you're not into it, whatever, the moment he starts going down that path, that's when you're welcome to step forward or wait till afterwards if you want to be extra PC about it and tell him you're not into that. That's not for me.
Yeah.
That's it.
Also, I wonder.
Their nuts won't explode. They won't run out the door screaming.
Yeah.
You're in control.
Yeah.
You call the shots.
Well, speaking of being in control and calling the shots, you know, there's all this sort of marriage after you have the kids or maybe we'll see kind of thing. I wonder if a woman feels, and I'm guessing I know the answer, feels very vulnerable who's that far along pregnant and is not married to the guy she's with.
They just feel vulnerable like crazy during pregnancy, and what more vulnerable than, geez, what's going to happen to me?
Right. Now, it's like, this guy's working without a contract.
Yeah.
And if he wants to just up and leave, he can just leave. Mm-hmm. And you're pregnant and you got hormones circulating and surging and you're feeling vulnerable And now you're trying to please him. And you're not feeling as pretty as you used to.
Yeah.
And you're just in please mode. Please. Yeah. I don't want to discourage him. I don't want to anger him. Mm. He might run away. And there's nothing keeping him here.
Mm. Ugh. Yes.
Yeah.
What's wrong with women?
Well, we both talked about marriage, and we both agreed.
Did you notice, by the way, not in one of her descriptions did she say I or me. It was we. If you talk to him, are you kidding?
Me. All right. Get married. This guy doesn't sound like a horrible guy, but we'll see what the next 4 or 5 months dictate. Amelia?
Adam?
Ooh.
Adam, is it really you?
Yeah, you sound hot and crazy.
I'm not crazy at all.
Wow. You're 20. What's up?
I'm not crazy at all.
Nope. He said it twice. That makes you crazy.
What's going on?
Adam?
What's
up? I don't
even
want to talk to you. I want to talk to the chief.
Yeah. Oh, the chief.
Yeah.
You want to speak to the chief? Want to cheat Thunder Bear?
Yeah. Is it a Native American chief or is it like Punjabi chief?
What kind of chief?
Punjabi, you know.
Oh, here's how you know it's North American Indian and not Eastern Indian, because they don't have chiefs.
They're not known for wearing bear skins. I mean, called Thunder Bear.
Right.
Carnivorous animals of North America.
There's certain things, like in the poker world, they would call it a tell. There are certain things like him using the word wampum and tomahawk and thunder.
Yeah.
But shall we rouse him?
All right. What's your question for
him? Was that Anderson that I was talking to, or was that like Anderson?
All right. Listen, you must be hot or drunk or possibly even both.
No, I'm not. Well, I guess I'm hot, but I'm not drunk. I'm just kind of nervous because.
Okay. Well, don't be obnoxious. What do you want?
I'm not being obnoxious. I want to talk to your chief.
Okay,
and
what's
your phone screener guy was trying to make me come up with a question about my cooter and was like being all lame, and I told him that I would come up with one, which is, well, I wanted to ask the chief.
Hold on a second. What is the part, what is the impulse? And I would imagine it's somewhere between stupid and angry. Stangry. Where people, and we get this once in a while, where people do this, where they just have to go, you know, I called and your phone screener said that I should lie about my age and I shouldn't have anything. So I told him that I would come. So he made me. You're on the air. You have to discuss the whole discussion with the phone screener, which makes him look like an idiot or makes
us angry.
Really, the part, remember the thing where he said, Liz, before you put you on the air, I'm going to need you to come up with a. That part, the confidential part, you have to discuss that part on the air. Oh, shut up. I can't stand people anymore.
But
I can't, you know what I can't stand? I can't stand the, you know, that sort of backhanded compliment of, I listen to the show, but not, you remember every time we get a band in here and it's like, hey, you guys like Linkin Park? Well, I don't listen to, you know, it's like, no one can go, hey, yeah, they rock. Anyway, here's my question. Like, what is that? What's that part? And then, by the way, it's something that hot chicks suffer with.
Mm.
No one ever tells them to shut up. Amelia?
Come on.
Listen, I was about to go get Chief Thunder Bear, but then you started talking about what the phone screener told you to do, and now you can kiss my ass.
Adam, I'm sorry. Can I please pump your leg a little bit and make it up to you?
All right, go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, Adam. I think that you're the most hilarious guy ever. And your analogies. I know about the hot girls.
I didn't hear about the analogies, yeah? What about them, sweetie?
Like, they're really hilarious also.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people think I think of those before the show, but I don't.
What would get you to arouse the chief at this point?
He's playing Tetris in the hall. He gets pretty angry.
I saw him playing Centipede tonight.
Oh, Centipede.
Yes, he left the Tetris game for a second.
Well, I'll go get him.
Oh, Amelia, you have worked your magic. I have never seen Coral.
I thought I was getting totally ripped on him.
You were. But you've.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be.
Okay. All right. Let me.
Heartfelt apologies and
enough.
Those compliments got you back in. Yeah. Wow.
Sweet. Yeah. I can't believe I swung it.
All right, hold on. Don't get cocky. And there's no guarantees he's coming in.
Right, you're on thin ice, okay. Just to keep your words to a minimum.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
Chris, you got the, don't we have some tribal Indian music or something makes the, guessing by the crazy look that Chris just gave me, I'm going to go
Michelle
no.
thing.
No, but tribal. Michelle brought it
yeah,
in.
She said she'd burn one for you.
And,
leave it here.
Burn one. And, yeah.
Let me check.
Yeah, look around because I know the chief feels... much more at home when he hears his native music played in the background. Yeah. It's a soothing
thing. Nice.
Yeah. There Ooh, we go.
Those are the guys that took over.
All right. Let me go see if I can run the chief down.
I'm just okay. Mostly I'm amused by watching Chris.
What's he doing? He's pulling up the carpet looking for
him. Is that the phone?
What are you doing? What are you looking at?
He doesn't go anywhere. He's pretending
he's
to look.
He's pretending to look.
You don't know where to look, do you, Chris?
I was actually looking. But
okay, let him go. All right. Let him go. Because huh? Michelle, engineeress Michelle.
Engineeress.
Yeah.
why don't we take a break?
We're going to take a break?
And we'll have Amelia put Amelia on hold.
All right, Amelia.
Hot Amelia.
Yes. What do you look like, Amelia?
I have green eyes and brown hair.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Michelle just showed up. Hold on a second, Amelia. Rack.
Hold on. I want to hear. I want to hear what you look like.
Okay.
Fantastic. Green eyes and brown hair.
Yeah. I'm cute, and I'm, like, way too stable to listen to your show, really. I just do it for you, Adam. That's it.
All right. Now, how tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
5'8".
I have, like, the most perfect rack ever. I swear. Oh, really? I'll send you a picture.
I'm going to be in Seattle for New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on down.
Yeah. You know, listen. Yeah, you'd like Anderson.
I was going to call and ask for the like morning radio show guy. And then the only reason I brought the phone screener up is because he reminded me of that shtick.
All right. Okay. All right. Listen, it's all
words
good.
To a minimum. You got it?
5'8", dark hair. What do you got, a C cup going?
Yeah, it's like large C, small D.
Bouncy, bouncy.
Small D, nice.
Yeah.
Adam,
she didn't say C.
How much do you weigh?
Like 130, 135.
What do you do?
You're fat.
Something.
I'm so not fat.
What do you
I'm
do? Hot. Do something with coffee. What do you do?
Serve coffee.
I work at a fun Mexican restaurant, and I go to Ooh. School and I write. Ooh, and right. I'm not stupid, and I didn't get like raped by my dad or anything.
Anderson wants to know what rent's there because he's going to show up there.
Anderson is coming out to Seattle
Actually,
soon.
Can Anderson like come and then bring me to Adam?
Well, I'll tell you what we can do. I'll tell you what we can do.
Are you still married to your hot wife, Adam?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what we can do. I can take my penis and put it on Anderson.
Oh, yeah. You have to detach it.
Please keep your dick off of me, please.
Well, you just...
You just keistered Anderson and carried up the saddle that way.
And I can't go up there, but the business part of me can. And look at Anderson is more of a dork... transport than an actual person, right. And then it would be when you were with Anderson, it would be like being with me. You see what I'm saying?
Visceral experience of Adam, except because he's kind of your tool in a way, right?
That's right.
Well,
he does my bidding.
Your tool is
on his where his tool
unacceptable.
Was. Here's the thing, too, Amelia. You may like Anderson. Girls like Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's probably like witty or something.
No,
he's a brooding artsy
guy. They just
type.
Like him because he doesn't like them. But whatever.
Oh yeah, one of those.
You're gonna like him. He's heading up Seattle.
So what's the name of the restaurant?
Yeah, he'll go out to the restaurant.
The name of the restaurant is Mama's Mexican Kitchen, and it's like banging like Metallica every day of the week.
Now, I wanted to know because I hang out at Jalisco's all the time up there. Well, I'm not allowed in there anymore, but I used to hang out at a fun Mexican restaurant in Seattle. So
you really do go to Seattle.
He wants us to ask why he's not allowed to hang out there.
No, I don't need you to ask that.
No, I never
heard of Mama's.
Blows Jalisco's out of the water, man.
All right.
Mama's cool. Blows Jalisco.
I would like Anderson to go over there and thump you just to come back and report to us.
Okay, we got to get
work it out off the air.
Break.
We're gonna take a quick break.
Yeah.
Phone screener Ziggy and Brian, don't hang up on Amelia. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna go get Thunder Bears playing Centipedes or Space Invaders.
Centipedes.
Okay, we'll get him in here. He'll handle her gynecological question after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Forget about that phone number. We have Amelia on line 6, 20 years old, a hottie calling from Seattle. Green eyes, brown hair.
Hi, Adam.
Yes, C/D-Rack.
So, Amelia, you're done with Adam. You want to talk to the Chief Thunder Bear, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
And rubbing sticks together and pounding a tom-tom.
Starting a fire. Starting a fire.
Kindling.
Yeah. All right. Let me go. Let me go get the guy.
All right, Amelia. It's all for you tonight.
Thanks.
And just think, you know, get to keep your don't talk too much. Thunder Words Bear. To him. There he goes.
Thunder Bear.
Oh, here he comes. And just sort of think of your question and state it very clearly to him, okay? You know, he gets sort of excitable sometimes. Oh, yeah, he's in now. Oh, hey, hi, Chief. Hi, Chief. How are you? Good evening.
How?
He's got to prepare the room, Amelia. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Amelia, shh. What did I tell you? You can't interrupt him in the middle of one of his chants.
Okay.
I know, you're praying for that. I know, Chief. Hi.
Free Chimichanga.
Chief, here we go.
Hey.
Okay, he's ready now, Amelia. You got a question for the Chief?
Okay, I do. Chief, what is your preference in the way of the ethnic vagina? And have you been with an Asian woman?
Slow down, Amelia.
Slow down. He says your comedy training has not been too intense. So
no.
Just stay with the basic questions.
Yeah.
He also wants to know if... Wait, just hang on a second. He wanted to know, are you Asian?
No.
No. Wait.
No, I'm trying to...
Wait, he's confused.
Yeah, nah,
Amelia, hold on a second. Amelia.
Mm.
Less words, more clarity. Okay. Why did you ask about Asian women?
Heard rumor of horizontal Asian vagina.
Mm.
Oh, Chief.
What
are you talking about? No, he's been a guy in college for many years, never noticed any trends.
No.
Amelia. Is this what you call the chief in here? He wants to go back to his centipede.
Centipede, Tetris.
This is it?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, Amelia. He's getting irritated. I'm sorry, Chief. And no coffee, too. I know. I'm so sorry. I know. Chief, Chris. What's it going to take? I'm sorry, Chief. I know. So anyway, I know.
$10 hour?
I know.
Too much wampum.
I know. Too much. You should have seen him scamp around looking for your music, though. It was really quite a sight to see.
Chicken should be paid in squirrel crap.
Don't worry.
Too good.
Chief, as long as you bring that up, have you ever seen a squirrel crab? No one has. No kidding. The big squaw in the sky might have, but not anybody else. I know it's a stupid question. I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. Chief?
Shut him pie hole.
Would you like to take another call? I've got another boob call here lined up.
Hey, what?
Line four.
Yeah,
line four.
Did you KO one?
No.
What? Hutch
is here. Chief, you're screwing everything up here. Here we go. Jennifer is 16. Jennifer?
Hi.
Yeah, hey.
Chief Thunderbear is on with you.
Okay. I just wanted to say, Adam. Andrew, I love you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Jennifer. The Chief, unfortunately, has gone into a fugue state. He's
Stop. Kiss him. Loincloth. Ask him questions.
Okay, he's ready for a question.
Okay. My question is, can I do anything to make my breasts bigger?
Chief, any way to enlarge the breasts at 16? She's an A cup, it says here.
No.
You.
He's not interested. I'm sorry, Jennifer. But I'll answer the call for
you. Stuff them.
Chief.
With deer fat and put under.
Jennifer, just give yourself a little time. You're still 16.
Yeah.
Women find when they
old enough to carry squaw. papoose. papoose.
That some women find when they go on the birth control pill, their breasts get large. And there are always plastic procedures. Chief, I just want to take this phone call here before we run out of time. This is Jane, 25. She's from Fresno, Chief. Many ancestors come from Fresno. He's praying to them now. I know, yes. I know. Take your hands off your penis. Jane?
White trash.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know I was, I've had a messed up life. I was, you know, sexually molested, raped, been through tons of sexual encounters. And
hey, I've been sodomized by buffalo. And? Don't cry to me.
And?
But I'm pretty normal. I'm able to deal with my problems. And I listen to your guys' show, you know, pretty often. And it just kind of makes me sick the way that girls aren't able to handle their problems and they're just afraid to. And I just want to let
What do you mean you're able to handle them? Denial. What does that mean? Yes, that's probably what this is, Chief.
Well, you know, I haven't been in denial about the things that have happened to me and had to have a big crisis.
I know, but you sound like it's what people tend to do not in denial is go ahead and act out. They go ahead and have lots of partners and get all kinds of crazy relationships going as a way of sort of creating a comfort with their trauma.
Denial, not just stream in Montana.
Chief.
Indian humor. Hi, how are you? Hey.
But it's just, you know, one of the things at the same time, I've had a lot of that where I actually acted out beginning with my own sexual encounters at the age of 15.
That's what I'm saying.
Slow down.
So you've settled down now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good.
I completely have, and just you know.
Well, here's the deal.
Full blown lesbo. Huh?
No. But the fact is that there are genetic resiliency factors, and there are also early attachment issues that can help people overcome traumas as they get older. So yeah, there's no doubt that some people do better with these things than others. Don't you agree, Chief? Chief, you just settle down. Keep going. It's all good. This is Dr. Drew. Adam Carolla's playing Tetris. We're here with Chief, who will continue to say prayers on all of your behalf.
Hairy ass pussy, play dinner.
Just say prayer. Say prayer, Chief. Good, yes. It's very good. Think about peaceful things. Forget about those difficult callers we've had. And we'll be back after this. I feel cleansed by the Chief's spirit.
Yeah,
I do.
Chief just farted.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah,
that's what I thought it was. Well, okay.
He's bad. It always smells like pemmican and stream water when he left.
I think of bear crap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. Makes sense. All right. Fantastic. Thanks for tuning in. And so until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.